This is week three of our Daf HaShavua podcast. We begin at the first wide line on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 15 lines down from the top. We've been discussing the various ways or the differences in how God treats the Jews as opposed to the idolaters, and Rav Chinuna continues with that theme. Rav Chinuna Bar Papa Rami. Rav Chinuna Bar Papi offers the following contradiction. Ksiv. On the one hand, it says in Eov, Shaddai lo mitzanuhu sagi koach, that God does not use his strength, he's not overbearing, uksiv, gadol adoninu verav koach. And then on the other hand, it says in Tehillim that God is, or does use his strength, he's full of strength, uksiv yumincha Hashem nadari bakoach. And we're told that God's right is full of strength, so make up your mind. Is God strong or is God not strong? What does that mean? So the Gemara resolves this by saying as follows, Lokasha, kan b'shas hadin, kan b'shas hamilchama. It depends whether we're in judgment or during a time of war. At a time of judgment, God is not overbearing, he's not overpowered, he doesn't use his strength, he's compassionate, because if he used his midas hadin, his attribute of justice, no one would survive. But during a time of war, when God has to use his strength, then it is there. Now, obviously, this answer is a strange, is difficult for us to understand, because if God is not overbearing or not too powerful during the time of judgment, who is he referring to, the plaintiff or the defendant? And during a time of war, who is he using his strength against, the one on the offensive side or the defensive side? Is it Who are we referring to? So the simple understanding is that both of these situations are referring to when God acts for the benefit of the Jewish people as opposed to the idolaters. So Bishas Hadin means when, at the time when a Jew is up for judgment, God is compassionate and doesn't use his strength. And in the time of war, when a Jew is going out to war, he uses his strength to defeat the enemies. Rav Chama bar Chanina Rami. Now, along the same lines, Rav Chama bar Chanina offers the following contradiction. Ksiv chema ainli. It says on the one hand that God does not have anger. Uksiv no kema shema bal chema. That God takes revenge and is full of anger. Well, what is it? The Gemara answers, Lokasha, or Rabbi Chama answers, Lokasha, kan be Yisrael, kan be Ovdei Kochavim. Well, it depends. With regards to the Jewish people, God does not show anger. With regards to the idolaters, God shows anger. Now, the obvious question, or that when you think about it, that God does not show anger towards the Jewish people, I mean, look at our history. It seems pretty clear that God has been very angry with the Jewish people, and we have, unfortunately, gone through many traumatic or tragic experiences as a result. So what does it possibly mean to say that God has no anger? I think based on Tosos' explanation, chema is not necessarily an attribute of God, but rather chema refers to an angel. I know it's a little esoteric, but that's what seems to be the case. The Gemara, as Tosos points out, the Gemara in Nedarim talks about this idea that Moshe killed Chema, potentially. What do you mean Moshe killed Chema? Well, Chema was this angel. This angel, Af and Chema, were two angels that were going to kill Moshe because he delayed in circumcising his son. Tzipora circumcised their son, and as a result, Af and Chema left Moshe, but then Moshe went to kill them. And one of the commentaries says that Moshe actually killed Chema. And Tosos, and the Gemara there discusses that there are two Chemas, or maybe Chema is dead, but his legions, the rest of his army is still around. The point is, Chema is not an attribute of God, rather it's an angel, which helps us, perhaps, to understand all the tragedies that occur to the Jewish people. It's not that God doesn't get angry at us, God does get angry at the Jewish people, it seems pretty clear. But perhaps this angel of Chema is no longer in existence. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chinuna bar Papa, the same Rav Chinuna as we started out the podcast with, Amar, he understands that verse as follows. Chema Einli, God says, I have no anger, Shekvar Nishbati, because I already promised the Jewish people that I won't destroy them. Mi Yitneni, were I to give it back, were it to be given to me, Shelo Nishbati, that I would be able, that I never made that oath, then, Shamir Vishis, then I would destroy them like thorns and weeds. In other words, the whole pasuk of Chema Einli is Chema Einli Mi Itneni Eyesh Shamir Vishis. The idea being, God is saying, if I could take it back and not make that oath to protect the Jewish people, I would destroy them like I would destroy everyone else for not following the laws and not listening. V'hainu to Amar Rabbe, but nevertheless, he made that promise, and therefore the Jews are treated differently than the idolaters. V'hainu to Amar Rabbi Alexandri, and that's what Rabbi Alexandri meant. This is according to the understanding of Tosfos. My dechsiv v'haya bayamahu avakesh l'hashmir es kol hagoyim. What does it mean when we're told in Zechariah that on that day God is going to seek out to destroy the goyim, to destroy the idolaters? Avakesh mimi, where is God going to seek out to destroy them? God needs to seek counsel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says God, Avakesh benigni shelahem. I'm going to investigate their books. I want to see their actions, their book of actions, their book of deeds. Im yesh lehem zuchus efdeim, if I find them meritorious, I will redeem them, I will save them. V'im lav ashmideim, and if not, I will destroy them. Not so the Jews. The Jews will be redeemed and be saved regardless of their behavior. V'hainu d'amar Rava, and this also is consistent with Rava's teaching about the difference between God's attitude towards the Jewish people and the idolaters. Mai dechsiv ach lo vi'i yishlach yad im befido lehen shua, that don't stretch your hand out in anger if befido, if their lot is destruction, lehen shua, then there is relief. What exactly does this verse mean? Explains Rava. Amar lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, God said to the Jewish people, Kesha'ani dan es Yisrael, when I judge you, Ain ani dano son ke'ovdei kochavim. I don't judge you like idolaters. You're different. Dechsiv ava asimena. With regards to the idolaters, when they sin, I will make sure that they're responsible for it. Ela ani nifra mehen kefid shel tarnagolas. But how do I treat you? I treat you like a rooster that pecks. In other words, as Rashi explains, little by little do I punish you. Nothing serious, nothing major, only on a small scale. Davar acher, or another way to understand this verse, afilu ein Yisrael osin mitzvah lefanai ki im at kifid shel tarnagolim sheminakrin ba'ashpa ani mitzarfan lechashbon gadol. Even if the Jewish people are only observing the mitzvos on a small scale, I will gather all those small points and make them into a great reward. Shenemar im befido lehen shua. If it's like a peck, if it's on a smaller scale, hen shua, that will be enough to be a salvation for the Jewish people. Devar acher, our third approach to this pasuk, bischar shemishavin lefanai ani moshio osam. With the reward that the Jewish people cry out when something is wrong, I will save them. I will redeem them. So again, you see that difference in attitude towards the Jewish people versus the idolaters. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Abba, and this is also consistent with the teaching of Rabbi Abba. Again, another teaching to show the difference between the God's attitude towards the Jewish people versus the idolaters, but now it's going to be used, it's going to be portrayed in a negative, the Jews will be portrayed in a negative light based on these two psukim in the same parak of Hosea. V'hainu d'amar Rabbi Abba, mai d'chsiv anochi efdeim v'hema dibru elai kizavim. What does the verse mean that it says, I will redeem them, or I want to redeem them, but they speak lies about me? That's referring to the Jewish people. Ani amarti efdeim b'mamona ba'olam hazeh, kidei sheyizku l'olam haba. I said, I will redeem them monetarily in this world, little by little, in order that they'll have more benefit in the world to come. However, v'hema dibru elai kizavim, they think that I'm a liar. They say lies about me. They don't want this. I tell them, redeem them with money. As Rashi says, by giving tzedakah, little by little you give charity, you'll merit the next world, but they think that I'm full of lies. V'hainu d'amar Rav Papi mishmei d'Rava. This also is consistent with Rav Papi's teaching in the name of Rava. Again, from the two psukim later in Hosea, viewing the Jews, portraying the Jews in a negative light. D'chsiv v'ani yasarti chizakti z'ro'osam ve'elai yechashvu ra. I afflicted them, I strengthened their arms, and they only think evil of me. Well, he afflicted them. What does that mean? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, God said as follows: Ani amarti ayasrin biyisrin ba'olam hazeh kidei sheyachzeku zeroosam l'olam haba. I figured, let me afflict them in this world so that they'll have benefit. Their arms will be strengthened for the next world. They'll get all the punishment in this world, and the schar will be in the next. The Eli Yechashvura, but to me, they think only evil. But the bottom line of all of this is that at the end of the day, there is a difference in the way that the God treats the Jewish people versus the idolaters.